start, Marshall steps away. Green lights go on. It's a good start. And Gomolski's got a pretty good gate again, but both Nichols and Grzonic have done okay. North going wide. Who's going to have the lead as they come out of turn two down the back straight? It looks like it could be Grzonic coming round. Grzonic, can he hold on to the lead? He can't. As things stand, it could be a 4-2 for the Pirates, and that will be enough for the Elite League title. Gomolski leads Grzonic. North's trying to come round.
Oh,
North's fallen down. North's fallen.
Get off.
And he's trying to get off the track as quick as he can, because in the lead is his partner, and North is off the track. So we'll continue. It'll be a 3-3 as things stand as Gomolski leads. Well, North has got off the track. He'll score no points, but Gomolski can still score three. Can Grzonic get past him? It's thrilling entertainment here. Gomolski coming round. He'll be signalled there's just one lap to go, and still under pressure for both Nichols and Grzonic. North has got his bike in the centre green and is watching and cheering Gomolski on.
Oh.
And Gomolski almost falling there down the back straight, but surely he's going to win this Heat 14 and secure a 3-3. Gomolski!
Yeah!
For the Poole Pirates.
The
and
dream.
Secures the 3-3, and the Elite League title will remain at Wimborne Road. They've done it. The Poole Pirates have made history. They will be the first team in over 40 years to win three titles in a row. And it's Kasper Gomolski, the man who does it. He came in injured. He struggled at the start, but he's taken the key Heat win.